I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
We are here. Welcome. Everybody here? Everybody ready to go?
I am pulsing with antibodies today. I got 2 vaccine shots. I got the COVID shot and I got the flu shot.
Oh, so you were finally told at home you had to get the shot.
The home health director.
Yeah, that's the last time I asked, because Deborah and I have it. Yep. You were like waiting for your health director.
That's right. I only go by the health director's recommendations or threats.
So now the directive came down yesterday.
The directive came down this morning, actually.
Are you getting spooked by the health director getting spooked by these crazy headlines in the El Segundo Times about exploding cases?
Director is easily spooked at all times.
Yeah, I would have thought a month ago, but held out to this long.
Well, you know, the pressure began building a month ago, and I just kept running out of time.
She's no Barbara Ferrer, right?
Yeah, so, finally the studies came out on whether this new booster works on human beings, and it does. Because up till now, they only had mice.
Yeah, well, actually, they had humans a month or two ago. I think when I got my booster, a study came out that they looked at the first, I don't know how many thousands of humans that took it and was doing well, they thought. Then I saw another story that says it's not really making any difference. Does it always end up this way?
I'm loaded with antibodies either way.
You got the flu vaccine, you said, too?
I got the COVID in the left arm and the flu in the right arm.
I reversed it, but that's what I did.
Well, I go that way.
What's that?
I go that way.
Oh, wait, no, I did get the COVID in the left arm because I thought that would be right because I'm right-handed. She asked me that. And I thought that one might be more potent. So then I took the flu shot on the right arm. Yeah, I did the same as you.
So yeah,
I had no real, which is a bummer, no reaction, really.
No reaction? Yeah, you're kind of partly hoping, I hope I get completely wiped out here and I'm just going to go sleep the rest of the day.
Stories I read says that is a sign your immune system has kicked in. And the vaccine could be more effective. Yes. Wow. If you have you get really tired and run down. All I had was, you know, a little bit of pain at the injection site, but not much.
Well, that's what I have today.
Well, tomorrow's the tell.
Yeah.
It settles into your body here during the day and overnight. We'll see what you're like tomorrow.
I only had, out of all the shots I got, this is the fifth one now. Fifth COVID shot.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
He acts like he's the only one in the world.
Well, I mean,
we've been there, done that.
15 shots really, between us. Something ought to work, right?
But Deborah Mark, this is the John Cobalt world. It's not really news until he's affected personally, and then it's like a big deal.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I only know by what I see and experience myself.
Well, it took you long enough. I mean, Ken and I, we did it a while ago.
If you want to engage in risky behavior based on mouse studies, it's a free country.
But then you ask your health directors, driven by the headlines, that it's a scary time with the triple-demic.
That's right.
You got the flu, you got COVID, you got RSV.
Yeah, do they have a vaccine for that?
Well, it's mostly children, right? I don't think it affects adults much.
Well, you constantly accuse me of being like a child, so maybe.
Good point.
I think there is, actually, but I don't know if there is one for infants. I don't know. I didn't keep up with that story because I never got the monkeypox vaccine, so.
No,
it's the... And that's gone away.
It's the M-pox.
Yeah, right. They officially call it M-pox. I call it monkey pee. Just wanted to reverse what they did, and it's monkey pee.
Monkey pee.
What do you mean you got monkey pee? Where, on you? All right, so you think you're going to make it through the show?
I'll see. So far, no side effects. I only had one of the COVID shots give me unpleasant side effects for a few hours, but only one out of five so far.
That's what happened to me. Two or three years ago, I took the shingles vaccine along with another one. I forget which one. That really knocked me out. The next day, I couldn't. I went to take a nap, and I woke up like 2 hours later. And I was just really miserable. But COVID vaccines haven't really
sometimes I wonder, is there a limit to how much stuff your body can take?
Maybe there is.
Remember
that guy? There was that guy, what country was in Australia, took like 20 shots in one day because he was making money off of it.
And nothing happened.
He was filling in for people. Yeah, he survived. And then some guy in Italy got a bunch of vaccines by accident, an older guy. But he survived.
It's just antibodies.
It's just anybody's kicking in, so not a big deal. But all right, so we're all up to date on our shots.
That's right.
We can continue to...
Now we can continue the show.
Yeah, because as far as I can see, because this made national news the other day, Los Angeles is considering indoor masking as the number of COVID cases surges and hospitals are filling up. We've heard this how many times over the last 3 years.
Why is it always Los Angeles?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, how come... Are they even remember nutty Santa Clara County? Santa Clara County, California, where they made Al Michaels wear a mask at a football game that nobody was there, where they were upset with a restaurant for playing music with lyrics. Are they doing this? Are they reacting like this? Or is it just LA County again? I'm not hearing this about any other place in the nation that's moving towards indoor masking mandates. And nobody reading the news ever stops and says, why are they the only ones?
Can't we reassign Barbara Ferrer to Beijing or Moscow?
We need to. Huh? Yeah, I know.
I think she'd be much more at home there, much more comfortable. Probably have an even higher position.
Oh, China would be the place for her.
China.
Or New Zealand. New Zealand was also
New
trying
Zealand,
to go zero
that's
COVID.
Right. Yeah. Go to some...
Oh, did you see the story on New Zealand yesterday?
No.
Oh, they've decided to hold hearings to examine their approach to battling COVID to see whether or not basically that they went too far.
That they're fascists?
Yeah. They want to examine everything they did with all their lockdowns and all their crazy ideas about zero COVID to step back and say, yeah, maybe we were a little over the top.
Yeah. I saw that the Chinese leader's popularity apparently has taken a big hit. Even in China, they're getting sick of this.
But it sounds like those protests have tamped down. The one that was a story like 2 weeks ago that people were tired of the lockdowns and they were...
All those people were reassigned.
Yeah, they've been put it in labor camps.
No,
they're called re-education camps.
Re-education camps, yes.
That's what they do with the Uyghurs.
Yes, they're being taught now just how dangerous COVID is.
Told
and why
lie.
It's not appropriate to protest.
All right, when we come back, this shouldn't surprise you, and it took a couple of weeks to find out. Remember the Virginia police officer who catfished the 15-year-old girl out in Riverside, killed three of her family members, the house was caught on fire? He eventually was caught, but he killed himself. The teen is okay. And you're thinking, boy, that's a pretty extreme event. He drives all the way across the country to hook up with a 15-year-old girl that he got online because he portrayed himself as a 17-year-old, and then he kills the family, and then he kills himself? He's 31. I'm sorry, 28. There must have been something that happened before. Well, there was.
A trigger event.
Wait till we tell you what happened in 2016 with this guy, which remarkably seemed to have gotten past police in Virginia both the state police and a sheriff's department when they hired him. Really weird. We'll talk about what it is coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Hey, we're always collecting moist line calls. You can use the iHeartRadio app. You can talk back to the show using the microphone icon or call the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, it was just around Thanksgiving, that story out in Riverside, where a guy who was a police officer in Virginia, 28-year-old Austin Lee Edwards, drove all the way across the country to hook up with a 15-year-old girl he met online, portraying himself as a 17-year-old. Well, what a disaster. He killed her mother, killed her grandparents, took off with her. Eventually, the police tracked him down in San Bernardino County. They thought he was killed in a shootout with police, but they determined later he actually shot himself. The girl was found alive and uninjured. Now, when you hear a story like that, because it's so awfully over the top, and wow, two police agencies in Virginia hired this man. He was first a sheriff's deputy. He actually got out of the academy there, but resigned not long after. And then he took a job, he was the state police, and then he took a job with the sheriff's department.
But there's always a backstory to this. 100% of the time, when somebody goes on a rampage like this, there were signs and incidents long before, almost without fail. And that's true in this case.
When you hear this, you gotta wonder how he got hired by two police agencies in Virginia. The Times got through a public records request, something that happened in 2016. It was right after the Super Bowl. The date was February 7th, 2016. Apparently, this man, Austin Lee Edwards, watched the game with his father, Christopher Roy Edwards. The older guy says they each drank two beers. Anyway, later that night...
You notice everybody always has two beers?
Yeah, I know. Whenever you get pulled over by police,
two glasses of wine.
Because I think that's socially acceptable and what people think, oh, you shouldn't be too drunk from two beers. So later that night, the father wakes up. He hears something from the bathroom. And that's apparently the son, who is Austin, is the son, who had locked the door. So the father uses a screwdriver to get the bathroom door open, and he sees his son with a cut on his hand. He later told police the father did. He didn't know what he used to harm himself, but the knives and a small hatchet were nearby.
Well, he's trying to hack off his hand?
Or his wrist, or I don't know, a cut on his hand. I'm usually to kill yourself. You cut your wrist, your artery.
You slit your wrist, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, a hatchet that'll take off, you know, the whole hand.
A small hatchet. So he calls for an ambulance. His son goes into the bedroom, sits on the bed, and according to the father, he has a pocket or a folding knife in his hands and is repeatedly opening it and closing it. Once the father told his son that an ambulance was on the way, Austin tried to leave the apartment, but the father subdued him in the kitchen. Emergency medical technicians were first to respond. They discovered that the son was being taken down by the father. They were disturbed by Edwards' resistance to medical aid and attempts to escape his father's control. When police got there, they found the home did have a large presence of blood inside. And the son continued to resist everybody, refusing to let EMTs treat his injury, continuing to try to escape his father. One of the officers commanded Edwards to show his hands, after which Edwards began screaming and threatening everyone. So then they took out the taser.
Yeah. Well, he bit his dad several times.
Yes.
Dad had bite marks on his hand, on his arms.
Right. So Edwards began yelling at them to tase him. The father pleaded for the officer not to tase his son, that he could subdue him. After getting him to the ground, the officer and a member of the EMT crew were able to handcuff Edwards and strap him to a stretcher. He was transported to a local hospital with a serious cut to his left hand, and he said he was going to try to kill himself the moment he was free, and by the way, he would also kill his father. And as John said, he ended up having, the father had bite marks on both his arms from his son, but didn't want any medical treatment. He didn't know why his son harmed himself, but it could have been he had problems in a relationship with his girlfriend.
Well, you know, and that's what I think was happening here. in Riverside.
He has extreme reactions.
He was getting rejected by the girl in Virginia at that time. So he started cutting himself up, and he probably was getting rejected by this girl here. Maybe he showed up unannounced. And
yeah, the story was he parked his car down the street and he waited for them to come home from somewhere. And I think, as soon as they came home, he's all antsy. He wants to meet his girl. There's reports he may have already met her before, but probably the parents are like, what the hell? Get out of here. You're not going anywhere near her.
He was obsessed and he ambushed them.
And we still don't know how he killed them, do we?
No.
Except it was not a gun, I think Steve Gregory said. He did not shoot them. I don't know how, but they were found dead just inside the hallway of the house, which then caught fire.
But somehow the state police in Virginia and the sheriff's department.
The sheriff's county sheriff hired him.
Well, of course, one of these groups claimed they did a thorough background check. No, you didn't. That would be the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Oh, we did a thorough background check. Well, because they put him away for a short time. It was a
they did. They used one of those temporary detention orders.
Right. So they transferred him to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. That ought to pop up when you're looking at somebody's police application.
And he was later transported to something called Ridgeview Pavilion, a psych facility in Bristol, Virginia, according to the detention order. I wonder if between the father and maybe some other people, they just made this go away. But it was in the records. The Times got it.
But you have to go.
Why wouldn't the Virginia State Police have found it when they went?
Where does it end up? Because it doesn't seem to be an arrest. It seems to be like a mental health breakdown. So where does that information go? If he had an arrest record, it would have showed up right away. But if they're taking somebody who's going crazy and putting them in a hospital for a few days, where does that go?
It says here, two agencies said none of Edwards' prior employers had disclosed issues about him. The state police said the agency conducted a thorough background check. So you'd be able to find the emergency custody order and the temporary detention order. I would think you could maybe they don't look.
You have to go looking
in every direction.
Oh, and it has
maybe you're right. Maybe they're just looking for a criminal record, but they weren't looking for anything dealing with the.
It also has to be made available by the lunkheads who have custody of those records. Who knows what local agency in the county has those records? And then it goes. You're going back now 5 years.
Yeah.
In the case of the county. I remember there was one of the killers, I think, in South Carolina, and he had some kind of criminal case. But one jurisdiction didn't communicate with the other jurisdiction, and he was able to buy a gun and kill a bunch of people, and he should not have been allowed to have the gun. They sold it to him because whatever incident he was involved with didn't show up on the record. Because there was no communication between the jurisdictions. That stuff happens all the time. I mean, Steve's always been in here. We try to find out the background of some bad guy who went on a rampage. It's like, well, nobody's revealing any information, and you can't find out what's going on in other counties right away.
There's only two questions here. Did the Virginia State Police find out about this psych hold on this guy back in 2016? And if they did, they decided it was not a bar to him joining the police agency, or did they not find it or not look for it?
Or is it written off as girl broke up with him, he was drinking, had a bad reaction.
Trying to kill himself and his father.
Right.
We all can have bad reactions from a breakup and drinking, but when you start moving to weapons and threatening to kill people and yourself.
And hatchets.
And in the end, he did kill himself over this catfish story. So you can see it was already part of his makeup that this is how he deals with romantic failures. But I don't know. Questions. All right. When we come back, try not to laugh or yell or cry, any of those three. The LA Teachers Union is asking for a big raise. And that's not it. They're asking for a lot more because they deserve it. Wow. John and Ken, KFI AM 640.
After refusing to work for 16 months.
Live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Kent.
Well, when the pandemic began in 2020 and everything got locked down, it was a particularly long time of locking down the schools, especially the Los Angeles Unified School District. The union behind that, which is all-powerful, controlling everything, is called UTLA, United Teachers Los Angeles. I don't know how many times we threw the president into the dumpster that year, Cecily Myart Cruz.
Oh, she is a gold-plated whack job. She has said more crazy things out loud than any union leader I can remember. And that is tough competition because most of them are nuts.
But when they finally returned to the classroom and we got a look at how far behind they got, we found out that LAUSD got really far behind. It's already a very poor academic school district, but it suffered even more because of the lockdown and the stupid Zoom school.
Can you imagine disappearing for a year and a half from your job? A year and a half. Refusing to work except occasionally on a video screen. And after that year and a half is over, you come back and say, I want a 20% raise. I am being mistreated. This isn't fair. But meantime, the children lost a year and a half of their education, and a lot of them are never going to make it up. It's almost like they've been brain damaged by the teachers' union. The abuse was so bad by the teachers' union, these kids' brains suffered permanent development deficits.
Well, they held three rallies yesterday, United Teachers Los Angeles, and John's right. They want 20% over 2 years. They want smaller class sizes. They're always calling for that. Although, on that front, enrollment is dropping, so they may get their wish.
You know what? The families are taking care of that. Because not too many years ago, the enrollment was over 600,000, and now it's in the 400,000s. So about a third of the families have bolted and have not been replaced.
They also, and this is the part about the kids' academic performance, they want a steeply reduced standardized testing. Of course, that way you can cover up your failure.
Because they get embarrassed every year. Every year, LA has some of the worst scores in the nation. Huge percentages of the kids can't read at the level they should, can't do math at the level they should. And instead, this teachers' union is trying to stuff in more woke garbage courses.
Yeah, this is another socialist, democrat, communist organization.
Yeah.
Do you know, in their demands, they also want more electric school buses and solar panels installed, and they want to solve the problems of homelessness. This is actually in their whole proposal.
They won't teach the kids how to read. They won't teach the kids math. But they're obsessed with every trendy, silly, socialist, woke policy.
Yeah, that's what they're hung up on here.
And who cares what they think? Honestly, I would let them strike. I would just tell them to go screw off. I really. Because what's going to happen? The kids aren't getting taught anyway. Just clear the decks. Hire freelancers. Hire anybody off the street. What do you need this crowd for? That's my fantasy, is that one day a school board, a school superintendent says, you know what, we're done with you. At the end of the contract, you know, go bale hay at a farm somewhere. You don't get to work anymore here. You're all crazy and selfish and cruel. There's no other way to describe them.
There is a parents group, and one of the members is, maybe we should get her on, Christy Pasicka. She put it well. She goes, families are tired of the politics and the endless chaos. Enrollment is plummeting. By the time the bickering settles, there may not be enough students left for LAUSD to remain solvent. That's another reason why this new superintendent, Carvalho, is hedging, because he says if we lock ourselves into these kinds of wage increases, we're looking at tougher times. We already know that the California, and this is where they get a lot of their money, the California state budget is looking at a deficit the next year, perhaps as high as $25 billion. So they know that they're probably going to get cut back, and he's got to think about that.
They produce a bad product. There's no point in arguing whether they should make 5 or 10 or 20% more or less, it doesn't matter. The product stinks. The kids can't read and they can't do math. And the teachers waste a lot of time on woke garbage. So what's the point of this? What are we going to argue? We're going to argue percentage increases? The testing is abysmal, so of course they want to get rid of the testing because it proves how bad the teachers are at their job.
They're being offered 8% right now. They want 20. The offer is 8.
They don't deserve 8. They don't deserve anything.
That's how far apart they are.
There should be mass firings. In a rational world, if I was king of the city, it's like the kids learn nothing and you walked out on them for a year and a half. So hit the road, out the door.
They want to end, they want to freeze school closures, which even this Times writer, this is Howard Bloom, he tried to write a fairly neutral story, but it's kind of sympathetic, which are increasingly going to be hard to avoid as enrollment shrinks. And, of course, to end the over-policing and criminalization of students in school. This is another outfit that favors no school police.
All right, so they want empty classrooms with a teacher sitting and teaching empty seats. Because they want increased teachers and they don't want schools to close. So I guess they just want teachers. Well, of course, that's what they had for a year and a half.
Well, that's teachers, a nice job, isn't it?
Teachers
come in every day and just sit there and there's nobody in the classroom and just sign off and go home.
They sat around in a living room with the Zoom screen on. And I know firsthand that some of these teachers are just playing videos on the Zoom screen. They weren't even trying.
Bloom writes, the union bargaining platform also calls for the district to push for federal housing vouchers to support LAUSD families and to convert vacant LAUSD property into housing for low-income families. Then he writes, although it's challenging to see how these elements could be enforced through a teacher's contract. Yeah, no kidding, genius. They're asking for all these big social changes.
He says it's challenging.
It's challenging is the word he used.
Howard Bloom. Oh, it's challenging. No, how about the word is impossible? You can't enforce housing requirements through a teacher's contract. Good Lord. I've never seen, every day there's new insanity. Where does this whole crazed woke movement go? They keep topping themselves every day, but there's got to be one point where they hit the wall.
This is insanity. Well, I don't know how long this negotiation is going to go on, but we're probably going to have to listen to this for a while. As this crowd takes to the streets, asking for a raise after a big failure.
This Cecily Myard Cruz, the president, says, when you can't afford even to live where you work, we got a problem, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what?
Tried to be dramatic.
Move. Get out. You can't afford it? Get out then.
There's allegedly a teacher shortage even nationwide.
Yeah.
So they're probably trying to take advantage of that too. All right, we got more coming up. It's the John and Ken Show on KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Well, a small victory, but a victory nonetheless in court for those who are still trying to effect a recall of the LA County District Attorney, George Gascon. We covered this story yesterday. There are prosecutors, people behind the recall, who meticulously go into the LA County Registrar offices several days a week to sit there and comb through the signatures and to see if they can come up with problems and mistakes made by the LA County Registrar's Office in declining that recall and saying that it did not qualify for the ballot. We'll tell you what the development is after the news at 3 o'clock. Well, you knew this had to happen eventually. Apple is being sued by two women who were victims of AirTag stalking, including one whose ex-boyfriend hid the device in the wheel of her car, and another whose estranged husband tracked her by placing it in her child's backpack. Well, that's pretty creepy. Lauren Hughes from Texas is one woman. The other woman only identifies herself as Jane Doe. Lauren Hughes did file a class action suit against Apple, alleging it was negligent in its creation and marketing of the inexpensive tracking devices.
Do you think the Apple executives, even for 5 minutes, had a meeting that said, do you think creepers and stalkers would use this to track their ex-wives and girlfriends?
Well, they said that they're stalker-proof because they include chime notifications to inform Apple device users whether or not there's an AirTag within 30 feet of them for an extended period of time. But the one problem with that immediately is what if you have an Android phone? And that's, you don't have an Apple device.
That's half the nation.
Then apparently you have to use the app, and then you have to scan constantly because you're not going to get a notification, but you can still figure out there's an AirTag near you.
Well, that's right. So I go back to my first question. They know that Android has half the market share and that it's cumbersome for an Android user to learn that there's a tracking device on them.
Yes.
So, I mean these Apple geeks have no conscience.
They also claim that the alert to Apple users are inadequate because they would not be released for a full 72 hours after an AirTag was in range. One of the lawyers said, put another way, a victim could have been stalked for 3 days before Apple alerted them of the potential danger.
Right, and killed, and the body dumped in the forest.
So you have to have an iPhone, an iPad, or an iPad Touch that runs the iOS version 14.5 or later. That in order to have this chime work and this system
work. Sure, and the thing is, it forces you to keep track of something that you don't have. This is my objection here, is that somebody else gets an AirTag and then drops it in your purse or attaches it to your car, and you're supposed to go out of the way to make sure that you are connected to the system properly. How nuts is that?
I guess the response would be 90% of the time it works to help people find missing items. All right, so a few men abuse it by tracking women, but...
it pays. It definitely makes huge profits, and they figure every once in a while, I'm sure they thought this through, that every once in a while, hey, somebody might get raped and murdered, there'll be a lawsuit, and that's the cost of doing business.
We'll just settle it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like when...
Do you know how much they go for, these AirTags? I don't know, I've never bought one, but...
You know something? I bought, I think, 4 of them. And then they're lost in the house, and I can't find them. I need a set of AirTags.
Oh, you need an AirTag to find the AirTags.
Yeah, yeah. They fell into a black hole. But no, our kitchen table is where my wife does all the house business, right? And then there's a bench near her seat, and it's got stacks and stacks and stacks of books and paperwork, just all kinds of things, right? It's become a storage corner. Somewhere, maybe there, maybe somewhere else, are the AirTags. But I can't find them. And I don't know how I can find them.
Well, here's the creepy story from the Texas woman, Hughes. She had recently ended a 3-month-long relationship in August of 2021 when her ex-boyfriend began making abusive posts on social media accounts and using fake accounts to try to follow her private accounts. He soon started calling her from blocked numbers and leaving threatening voicemails, according to the lawsuit, ultimately leaving objects at her home. Well, fearing her safety, she decided to move in October of that year. But when she returned to her hotel, she got a notification on her iPhone that an unknown AirTag was nearby. She attempted to engage the feature, causing the AirTag to beep, but could only get it to work one time. She ultimately found the AirTag in the wheel well of the rear passenger tire of her car.
How about that?
It was colored with Sharpie marker and tied up in a plastic baggie.
Yeah. And she's got to go through all that work to find this little spy tag left behind her crazy boyfriend. Yes. She's got to do all the work. That's ridiculous. It's an unwanted outside product, which has now become a danger to her.
She said all they could do was give a cease and desist order to her stalker when she went to police. Fast forward to March, the stalker posted a picture on social media showing a taco truck in her new neighborhood with hashtags referencing her new location and included a winking emoji. Wow, with a separate hashtag Air 2.0. Would that be an updated AirTag?
There's nothing worse than a stalker. Because that is such a bizarre mental illness, and
there's no stopping them.
Yeah, and there aren't effective laws against them either, and it never goes away, or it takes a long, long time for it to go away.
The Jane Doe woman, meanwhile, first found an AirTag in her child's backpack in the summer this year, following a contentious divorce in which her estranged husband harassed her and challenged her about her whereabouts. She tried to disable or otherwise render it ineffective, but soon another one showed up in its place. She then got a friend to download the Android app to find the trackers, but it could not confirm or deny whether a specific AirTag was being placed in her child's effects by her estranged husband. Both women continued to fear for their safety as the stalkers have evidenced a commitment to continuing to use the AirTags to track them.
Apple is not your friend. Apple made a product that makes it easier for stalkers to track their prey. It makes it difficult for the prey to detect that they're being stalked. Like that is a great American corporation, isn't it?
They also claim in the lawsuit that the little chime it sends out is very low-toned and could be easily confused with something else your phone is doing. So you may not be aware right away that it's telling me there's an AirTag in the area that might be tracking.
Yes, that's right. That your ex-boyfriend is chasing you.
The world is really nutty. All right, coming up next, we had mentioned this yesterday at 3:05. We talked about how those behind the attempt to recall the Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon are not giving up. In fact, they're allowed on a limited basis, and that's the contention here, to go to the registrar's office and review signatures that got rejected to see what they can find out and whether or not this was done on the up and up. We'll talk about it some more. There's been a development. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.